Colin Bevin is a New York writer who has a nickname. He's known as No Impact Man. He earned that name because he and his family spent a year trying to make no negative environmental impact of any kind. He says the average American creates 1,600 pounds of trash a year. He tried to reduce his trash output to nothing. Also, he quit shopping for most things. He stopped buying new clothes. He stopped buying prepackaged food. He even quit buying and using toilet paper. His efforts were the subject of a 2009 documentary.
It's a one-year experiment.
Right.
And it's extreme. No soda can, no water in plastic bottles.
Don't buy new products.
Canceling our magazine and newspaper subscriptions. No throwaway plastic razors. No airplanes, no subways, no taxis, no elevators.
Is it possible to have a good life without wasting so much?
He saved energy. He cut off the power to his New York City apartment. He recycled food scraps by setting up a compost bin in his living room. It's been 3 years since he did all that. Did his experiment really help the environment? Well, some people say he did it more as a publicity stunt than to save the earth. His own wife wasn't thrilled with every aspect of the year-long experiment.
It's No Impact Man. It's his book and it's his project and he's No Impact Man. But the project is our family is doing this. Basically, this is easy for Colin and this is just like murder for me. Mom doesn't really like nature, but Dad likes nature.
Today, I'm asking him about his motivation and about the long-term environmental benefits of what he did. He visited Chattanooga last month. He gave a lecture at Girls Preparatory School. During the lecture, he discussed why he decided to become No Impact Man. He says it started about 9 years ago in September of 2001. Bevin was living in New York City. On September 11th, he saw the World Trade Center attacks. He saw smoke rising from the Twin Towers. It was a very emotional moment, a transforming moment.
And I was standing on a tree. You could see the second building. At that moment, something happened in New York City. It was actually, in some way, it was, of course, a gigantic tragedy, but also, for a moment, really special because there were some people who turned and ran uptown. I lived on 14th Street. They just started moving away. But there were so many people that just started heading downtown because they wanted to help. And before long, there were barricades on Houston Street. The police caused me because they didn't want people down there. And the police were stopping people. And there were people saying, it's my God-given right to help. Like they wanted to go down there. In that moment, everything was kind of wiped out. All our ideas about ourselves and what we should do was just kind of wiped out. In that moment, everybody was completely and utterly confused. And in that moment of confusion, what arose was to help the equally confused person next to them, right? And so what happened to me at that moment is that it started to cause big questions in my mind, like, well, what am I for? Like, why am I alive? Like, what do I want? Do I still want to write history books?
He says at the time he was a history book writer, but he stopped thinking about his history books. He started thinking about current issues instead, like environmental destruction. He'd always cared about the environment, but it wasn't a huge priority for him. Looking back on it, he describes himself as a hypocrite. He complained that humans were wasting energy or destroying the planet, but he personally used to run two air conditioners all day long in his apartment, even when he wasn't at home. He decided if he really cared about the environment, he ought to be more serious about it, and he should start by changing his own life.
And so, slowly but surely, through a process of thinking, I came up with this idea of this book, No Impact Man. It's not called Moderate Impact Man.
One of the most severe changes he made was completely giving up television. He spent time with his family instead, slowing down his life and spending quality time with his wife and young daughter. He invited friends over to play games, and he became a more active part of his community. He also spent time writing his book, typing on a solar-powered laptop. Was he perfectly faithful to the no impact concept? Not quite. The documentary shows him cheating a bit. He rides on a train, despite his vow to walk or bike everywhere. His family keeps food cold by borrowing ice from a neighbor's refrigerator. He's caught some flack. For example, on his blog, people have commented about the irony of all those trees being cut down to print a book about saving the environment. However, you might counter that with the fact that the book was printed on recycled paper. Bevan says the book was necessary because a best-selling book is a good way to promote his message. And what is that message? He doesn't claim that everyone should be extreme, should give up toilet paper, but there are benefits of a lifestyle with less TV, less carbon-fueled transportation, and less consumerism.
We're on this work to spend treadmill. And so, you know, one example I always use is, like, some of us are working so hard that we feel guilty that we don't spend enough time with our kids. So therefore, we go overboard at Christmas time. We max out our credit cards and buy them lots of Christmas presents. And Christmas comes and goes, and now we have to pay off the credit card. So now we have to work even harder to pay off the credit card. So we spend even less time with the kids, which means we have to buy them even more stuff. But what happens if we just cut out the stuff, right? And because what the kids want is they want us to spend time with them. And mostly, in many ways, that's what we all want. We want to spend time with the people that we love. So what about if we reclaim our time, which means that we're not using as many environmental resources, and in that way it benefits us as well.
As for the lasting environmental impact of No Impact Man, it's unlikely that his personal efforts helped the environment much, but by drawing so much attention to himself, by publishing a best-selling book and appearing in the documentary, he's earned the resources to start a foundation, and that foundation is inspiring a lot of other people to make changes.
Actually, this past summer, 30,000 kids read the book, and I have a little small nonprofit and one of the programs of the nonprofit is called No Impact Week, and something like 20,000 college kids did this week of living environmentally impact free. So, you know, a lot of people have climbed on board in various ways.
For Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.